Millions of teenagers spend their high school years working in fast food restaurants. That first job at the grill or the cash register has been a rite of passage in America for generations. For many, it's their first taste of the working world. Now, a small group of high school students in Ingham County is taking that experience to a new level. The food isn't quite as fast, but it certainly is to go. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports on the entrepreneurial vision of Fresh and Furious.
Any professional chef worth their salt or pepper will tell you, in the culinary world, presentation counts. No matter what it is, the product must first be a visual delight. It's a concept that applies to everything from truffles to trucks. At least a quarter mile before I turned into the parking lot at the Capital Area Career Center in Mason, I spotted the vibrant colors of a rolling restaurant.
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me that, so that's probably what I'm most proud of, is that it's eye-catching.
Mikkel Williams is the graphic artist who designed the center's new food truck, dubbed Fresh and Furious.
There's a lot of red, orange, and green. Because it's produce that's grown in the area, I tried to use a lot of bright colors and things that would catch the eye. And then also with the Fresh and Furious idea, I tried to stick to like the racing and the NASCAR and stuff like that. I'm a minimalist, so to me, less is more. So I just took simple shapes and created the overall design, and then that's when I added in the black splatters to give you that dirt effect for dirt bikes and racing and stuff like that.
Williams is an alumna of the Capital Area Career Center's new media program. And while she has Michigan roots, it's plain to see the truck's bold hues and West Coast racing motif are inspired by the scenery of her new home.
I'm from East Lansing, and I now go to the Art Institute of San Diego as an advertising and design student.
Welcome back to the Tundra.
Yeah, it's so cold.
But not too cold to draw a crowd of well-wishers outside to christen the new vehicle with a ribbon cutting. Fresh and Furious is the culmination of a year-long project led by high school students from across Ingham County. The students are enrolled in the center's Culinary Arts and Hospitality program. Chef Corbett Day is their instructor.
So we train students to go right out into the field and learn the management side of a restaurant. They live here with, oh man, I couldn't tell you how many college credits, the high school credits they're earning, and jobs. I mean, we have all of our students working full-time right now. So you're talking about 16, 17-year-olds who are out there managing and learning how to manage restaurants right now. Obviously, with the new food truck, we'll have some new ventures we can do with that as well.
So that literally takes your program on the road and introduces people in the larger community to what you're doing inside this building.
Absolutely. You know, our goal is to be community-driven. We're looking at possibly a couple grants to get this truck out to the local elementary school so we can do some food with the elementary schools afterwards, do some education on here. We're talking about summer camps we can do with this in the summertime. So yeah, we're really taking education on the road and working forward to that opportunity.
How long did it take to go from concept in someone's mind to drawing board to this?
You know, it's amazing. We went from literally a one-year turnaround. Like I said, we met with a student. It was her idea. We sat down, went through the business plan, introduced it to administration. Administration brought it to the board, so the typical steps. The board was ecstatic with the proposal. We thought, let's bring it to fruition.
The student behind the business plan is Kelsey Wolf. Like Mikkel Williams, she studied at the Career Center as a high school student. She's now a freshman at Central Michigan University. Ducking into the truck to escape the chill, Kelsey relayed the project's origins.
My instructor came up to me and said, I want something that's going to set our program apart. What ideas do you have? And I came back with, what about a food truck? And that's when he threw it at me, if you can get the proposal ready and propose it next Thursday, we'll do it. And so I worked my tail off for that like 5 or 6 days that he gave me and proposed it. And then when my principal stood up and shook my hand after the meeting, she said, this blew my mind today. And I was like, yes, this is what is gonna set our program apart. This is the plan that's gonna happen.
Obviously, this is a high school-oriented program, but why would this one stand out among the other competing companies that do this kind of thing?
This is the first food truck in the state of Michigan to be run by high school students. And while there's some food trucks out in East Lansing, I think there's one for MSU, none of them are as learning-based as this. They're obviously very much about profits and stuff, whereas we don't have a choice but to focus on the money part of it, but we also are more emphasizing the students in getting them out into the real world and to work on their speed and accuracy and customer service, just a very reality-based introduction to the food service industry.
I'm talking with Kelsey Wolf, who is a freshman at Central Michigan University, and she is the business plan developer for the Capital Area Career Center food truck. Right now the food truck is empty, Kelsey, and I'm starving. What's on the menu?
We are going to be alternating our menu every 3 months or so. So it's going to be changing, and it's just going to be very spur-of-the-moment things, really. So we'll just have to wait and see what they come out with.
Fresh and Furious leads off its initial offering with four selections: blueberry Belgium waffle wedges drizzled in vanilla bean maple syrup, a s'more sandwich, again drizzled but with chocolate, smoked soy grilled chicken salad, and something called the Bliss signature sandwich. More on that particular entree later. Of course, an education in the culinary arts is about more than just cooking and creating. As the food truck's manager and assistant manager, respectively, Catrice Erbscorn and Cameron Whitfield are learning the business of food. Here's Cameron's view.
How to make menu plans, how to budget, that's a big part of it. Yeah.
The business of food, the business of running a restaurant-type operation, then.
And catering, too. Like, making the right amounts, measuring, all that is important.
How did you guys both get into the Capital Area Career Center? I imagine it's not something that every high school student really is aware of, and it's above and beyond what you're learning in your normal school, I suppose.
Yeah, they came to our high school, and I think it was eighth grade, and then we had visits. And people who were interested in knowing more about their career, knowing what they want to do, if you're serious about getting good education, then this is a good program for that. That's how I learned about it.
How about you, Catrice?
Actually, I was, my homeschool, we didn't really have any programs for cooking, but I was like, I want to cook. So we looked into more cooking, and one of our teachers at our school, his mom works here, so that's how we got it, how we figured out where I wanted to go, and it's a really great program.
And just looking forward to having people meet you and see your new truck and learn more about what you do.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Be able to serve people and have them love my food and love the truck.
What's your favorite item on the menu, Cameron?
I like the chicken salad. It's a pulled chicken barbecue and hot sauce, and it has a coleslaw on it. That's my favorite item.
I like the Bliss sandwich.
Down the hall, Bliss is the operative word as Ken Wasco pauses for a moment of indulgence.
What's the verdict?
Fabulous. It's fabulous. Seriously, it's got all kinds of flavors. It's dancing all over in the inside of my mouth. I always love that. Whenever we go to sample anything, then we always wonder, how does it address your palate? It's all over the place. So that's very cool. It's a neat experience.
If it were wine, it would be a bold bouquet then, right?
You got that right.
Wasco is a customer advocate with Gordon Food Service, and he's also affiliated with the Michigan Restaurant Association.
We have a curriculum that we offer that this school uses, and it's part of the ProStart curriculum, which is a national culinary education program. And so we sponsor a lot of the events that happen and help them raise money and whatnot. So we're here in full force today for these guys. So we're just really happy to be here.
So when you say it's wonderful, you have a qualified opinion.
I know what I like. Yeah, that's very good. But it's funny. I work with a lot of chefs. I'm not one myself, but they've taught me how to, you know, take your time and let it stay in your mouth a little bit and see where it hits. And it's hitting everywhere. So Corbett does such a great job here. And he educates the kids in such a wonderful manner. I've never seen a food truck like this, and we've been all over the United States looking at these kinds of things. So once again, a first.
And you are eating, it looks like pulled pork, I guess?
No, this is I'm going to let her describe it because it is a melange of flavors. You have to address our microphone here just for a second. Tell us what this is because I would not do it justice.
Ken Wasco calls Catrice Erbscorn to describe the Bliss signature sandwich.
So it's a barbecue spicy Bliss sandwich. So it has the hot sauce, which is the Bliss. And then we put the chicken. So we put the barbecue and the spicy and the hot sauce with the chicken. And then we cooked it. And then we had kale with onions and carrots. And then we put a bun on top.
And it certainly is colorful. As they say in France, first you eat with your eyes.
Yes. Well, and it's just pretty.
It's a little sweet. It's a little sour. You know, in there, but it's also got this kind of tangy quality to it. I've never had anything like it. I like it a lot. This is great.
Catrice Erbscorn and her Fresh and Furious food truck pit crew are looking forward to bringing Michigan's first student-based food truck to more hungry patrons. They plan to hit the streets in their culinary cruiser in January. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.